Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I could hardly get through it.
Among the worst films of the year.
Worse, it reeks of intellectualized noirishness.
It stinks. It stinks.
Gene Shalit for Buffalo.
Have you ever had a headache so bad the slightest little sound can put you on edge?
Produced by Sony Pictures in association with Marvel Studios and a handful of other guys, Venom stars Tom Hardy and Riz Ahmed in the adaptation of Marvel's late 80s Dark Age of Comics grand creation, who ruled merch sales in the 90s until Extreme went out of fashion and Hugh Jackman hijacked our love of Wolverine. A space probe returns to Earth from another world far away. Somehow. Without FTL technology, because this clearly is supposed to be the same world as the one we live in. Carrying four alien goo creatures that Ahmed's biopharma company soon discovers are symbiotic aliens that he intends to use for profit and vague evil bad guy stuff. Until crusading reporter Eddie Brock coincidences himself in the way of one of the alien spit monsters, becoming our titular anti-hero. And saving the world from science gone mad and an alien invasion of creatures that either die when they bond with us or make us into superheroes. You know, but we learn some things too, like how easy it is to kill symbiotes and something about love's true kiss. You know who would have loved this movie? This guy. You know who was really disappointed with this movie? This gal. Now, don't get me wrong. Venom is on topic for my gender as cinema, as both Eddie and Venom, the goo, not the combo plate, are both struggling to come to terms with the person they are together. Newfound identity, blah, 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 blah. But this film genuinely feels like you could swap out any hero or anti-hero into the mix and have it come out more or less the same. Stripped of the heroic Spider-Man to play off as a foil, Venom really isn't that bad of a guy. Yeah, he looks like a baddie. Pretty sure Indiana Jones has a higher body count, though. And even a few more naughty words, seeing as how this was allegedly shot for an R rating. And then died a death of a million editing room cuts. It's one thing for Fox to produce the entire X universe outside of the MCU, with no other superheroics to interact with or to draw contrast from. But that's because the X property is itself enormous. With hundreds of characters all on its own, and countless classic stories to draw from. That's how you end up with not one, but two Calibans. One which was actually portrayed as a complex and interesting character. I wonder if they ever got around to making a Caliban action figure. Sony, however, have their hands tied, as they're not really allowed to dip into the deep pit of spider lore, unless it involves symbiotes. Thus the mid-credit reveal of Carnage host Cletus Kasady, played by Woody Harrelson? Which, admittedly, seems like a far more interesting film to see. A fact that has me hoping this film does well, but hating myself for hoping this film does well. Now, since I'm new to this, I don't see movies before releases like some other critics, and I'm not exactly lining up to spend my hard-earned cash on opening night. So before I saw Venom, I watched a few other reviewers. The typical go-tos. And thanks go out to Bob Chapman's inadvertent suggestion that this review is saved from being unnecessarily exhausting. At least for reasons associated with a warmed over rehash of a Topher Grace character.
People up that'll have you thinking, hey, I wonder how the Spawn movie holds up today.
Yeah!
The battle between heaven and hell has waged eternal. Their armies fueled by souls harvested on Earth. The devil Malbolger has sent a lieutenant to Earth to recruit men who will turn the world into a place of death in exchange for wealth and power.
When Spawn was released in 1997, I was the perfect age to see it. 11 years old, sneaking into a PG-13 rated film about the still then kinda cool super 90s juggernaut created by Todd McFarlane, whose overly detailed and horror-laden toys myself and all my friends collected. I'm pretty sure I thought Spawn 1997 was Citizen Kane. Except old Charlie didn't have his own ongoing monthly series and a line of highly detailed and barely connected Kiss action figures to pad his wallet share out with. Granted, the shine soon wore dull after. The second viewing, maybe? The hype died off, HBO's amazing animated series started getting late night play in Canada on Teletoon, alongside other super 90s fare like The Max and Captain Star. And we started getting our fill of McFarlane in POG form. No, really. Oh, and for a few years I committed my first act of IP theft when I combined Spawn's white triangle mask markings with a little happy face. It did not catch on. High cheese and low quality, 1997 Spawn is not the worst thing to come out of the decade, but even not even the worst comic book film from that era before the vanguard of Blade heralded the Age of Heroes. But first, some nitpicking. Why did Al have to kill all the clearly innocent airport employees in the tower to set up a rocket when A, the rocket can fly around targets and kill at a distance, meaning you probably never had to even be in the airport, let alone the control tower. B, he's wearing goggles that electronically map the area and can seemingly pick out small details at great distances. Who tipped Cagliostro off that this super secret mission of national security importance was going down? Even if there was a play to get Al's soul, it's not like Hell would have told him. Is there a public ethereal list of targeted souls most supernatural beings share and subscribe to? If so, where are the forces of heaven? Why haven't they maybe tried to recruit them instead, or at least prevent them from recruiting down to hell? Why does no one see that John Leguizamo is one of the greatest performers of his generation, simply hamstrung by a series of bad roles? Who the hell set this shot up? And what was Martin Sheen told to look at while Spawn descended from the ceiling? The effects budget for that cape? This has bothered me for 20 years! Oh my god, this has bothered me for over 20 years. This movie is putting me in my own special hell. Okay, so dated graphics and single dimension plot aside, Spawn is actually fun to watch. More fun than Venom. And I say that with apologies to Tom Hardy.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck am I?
Who the fuck is this?
The character designs look like the characters. Violator, again, some budgetary graphic issues aside, looks like Violator in both his forms. And the Spawn outfit is a classic example of bulking up spandex, but keeping it more or less accurate to the comics, like Rubber Batman or the Shredder. I actually prefer the tiny little details of the film suit to the comic design, as it looks necrotic. And of course, everyone, save Sheen's tracking, puts in a wonderfully over-the-top, hammy-as-a-sandwich performance, and is well worth a rewatch, even if you haven't seen it in 21 years. While both Spawn and Venom are terrible comic book movies, Spawn at least looks like everyone involved was having fun, instead of just Tom Hardy, who again is an angel. I give it no genders out of an infinite possible spectrum, and I give Spawn a 1994 out of a possible 1999.
Sherman, I just realized you insulted me. Now you will die.
Hey, Nutnik, your shoe's untied.
From here they appear to be tied, but I will go in for a closer look.
Taxi! To the airport!
On closer inspection, these are loafers.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.